إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, you probably hear every now and then an earthquake happens here or a hurricane hit there. And the last one is in Indonesia, which is a country that's been hit by tsunami and then earthquakes. And we just want to highlight an important things here. And I will start the important things that we have to understand with a story that happens to Imam Hassan al-Basri, one of the scholars min al-Tabi'een. That means the third generation or the fourth generation after Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. A man came to him, group of men. They came from a distance places, far away. And they asked him, "We are living in a very dry area. We need water. We are dying for water. What we have to do?" And he said, "Astaghfirullah." Ask Allah for forgiveness. And they went. And another people came to him after some time. And a man and his wife, and asked him, "We have been married for a while. We have been asking Allah for to have children. We don't have. What we have to do?" He said, "Astaghfirullah. Do istighfar. Ask Allah for forgiveness." And a third people came to him, a man came to him and said, "I'm very poor and I need more money and more rizq, blessing." He said, "Astaghfirullah. Ask Allah for forgiveness." So some people were sitting beside Imam Hassan al-Basri and asked him, "Wait a minute, you've answered the same thing. These people are coming to you, asking different questions. You give them the same answer. How could that happen?" And then he told them, "Didn't you read Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Istaghfirullah, innahu kana ghaffara," Surah Nuh. "Yursilis sama'a alaykum midrara, wa yumdidukum ba amwalin wa baneen, wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Ma lakum la tarjuna lillahi waqara, wa qad khalaqakum atwara." In Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated the importance of asking Allah for forgiveness. When you do forgiveness, rain will come, children you will be given, money you will be given, rivers, plants, everything you will be given. Just do forgiveness. Ask Allah for forgiveness. If you want success, ask Allah for forgiveness. This simple surah, ayah in this surah, highlights the importance for us as a Muslim to do forgiveness. Allah did not ask us not to do mistakes. You will do mistakes, hopefully the minors, not the major ones. Because as you know, when you avoid the major sins, it will wipe out the minor ones. إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. That means the minor ones. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اجتناب الكبائر, when you avoid the major ones, wipes out the minor ones. And asking Allah for forgiveness, everything will be given to you. But what will happen if it's the other way around? People do the sins and never ask Allah for forgiveness. And the problem gets more and more bigger when the majority of any society, the majority practicing the same sin, and it's getting more and more and more worse. What will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His punishment in any shape, in any form. Keep in mind something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own soldiers. His own soldiers. We don't know them. They take orders from Allah and do it. These could be insects, wind, earthquakes, anything. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "I have my own soldiers in sky or in earth." They do whatever they have been ordered to do. And that's why when you have an earthquake happen there or a hurricane happen there, start to investigate why this place is always hit by these ones. You will always get a scientific, these ones are in the belt of these earthquakes and blah, 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 and so on. Yes, okay. But what makes this hurricane moves? What makes this volcano erupt? What makes this earthquake started? Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights these things for us to know. The more sins you do, a punishment will happen to you. This is it. We are in an agreement with Allah. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That's an agreement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, al-makhraj, exit from anything, a problem, anything that difficult situation for you. Do istiqa, piety to Allah, be a pious. Do istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness. Very simple thing. Prophet Sulaiman, alayhi salam, as you know, he was able to talk to animals, to talk to ants, to talk to strange things that we don't know, jinni, order jinni, to do things for him. That's a power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him. Once they had been actually in, again, the same situation, very dry weather, and they need some water. And then Prophet Sulaiman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the power. He was passing by, he seen an ant, and the ant was actually in her back. Her legs was up the sky, and he managed to understand, she's doing tasbih. She's asking Allah and doing tasbih, because that's a power given to him. He turned around to his people and said, we don't need your tasbih. An animal is asking Allah for tasbih, because Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us, rizq, blessing that you are given, not because, only because of you, because there are children, young children who have no sins, because there are animals out there, hasn't committed any sins, because there are some people who are still asking for forgiveness. Some people are doing sins, others are asking for forgiveness. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still the blessing is coming in, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not only for us, it's only for animals, who has no, they are actually innocent from that sense. They haven't done any sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still given them this rizq. So you, responsible as a person, as a Muslim, to do istighfar as much as you can. استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا. This ayah is giving you everything. Just do istighfar. Count it. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. Five things you will be given. Water, money, children, blessings, everything. Just do istighfar. Ulama said, just say, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayk. A simple thing to say. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam said, he himself alayhi salatu wa salam does it more than 70 times a day. How much do we need? Maybe 700 times a day. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam told us in the hadith of dua, Sayyid al-istighfar. Is the master of istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alay. Wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. This dua, you are doing many, many things. And let me tell you what's the meaning. Anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. You are admitting that Allah, you are my God. خلقتني وأنا عبدك. You are admitting you are a slave to Allah and Allah is the creator. وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. I'm committing to your obedience as per my capability. You are admitting your weaknesses. ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. You are asking refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of what you have done. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي. You are admitting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his blessing and given to you. وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي. admitting your sins. All of us are sinners. فاغفر لي. Ask Allah for forgiveness. فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Nobody is forgiven sins but you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dua, so it's called Sayyid al-Istighfar, the master of forgiveness. The master. Always do that dua, whenever you can. Brothers and sisters, these things, we miss these things. These meanings are in Quran. We just have to do it. That's all what we need to do. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وتوبوا إليه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Brothers and sisters, I'll repeat another story which probably I've told you about a long time ago. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, as you know, those scholars during that time, nobody knows them. They heard about the name, but they know how these people look like. Not different than where we are. And he went to a town. Nobody knows him. They've heard the name. But he went to that town, nobody knows him. And he went to a mosque. He has nobody, he doesn't know anybody. And he was trying to spend the night in this mosque. The taker of this mosque refused. And he told him, you have to leave. You have to leave. And he told him, I have no place to go. He doesn't know him, that this is Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He doesn't know him. And he was actually very tough with him. So what he had done, he dragged Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal from his legs to the doors. Very vicious. Dragged him to the doors. So a man passing by, seeing an old man with his long beard, looks like very respectful. He doesn't know him. He told him, what is the problem with this man? He told him, he wants to spend the night here and I want to close the mosque. He has to leave. That's the orders. And he told the man, you don't have any place to go? He said, no. He said, come on, spend the night with me in my house. And this man was a baker, very poor man in these days. And he spent the night with him. The whole night, this man, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, was listening to him, was doing istighfar. Very heavy. Heavily asking Allah for forgiveness. And then Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal asked him, why do you do this? It's really heavily asking Allah for forgiveness. He said, I've never ever asked Allah one thing unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to me. Everything, except one thing. And he said, what is that thing? That with all of that forgiveness. He said, I've always asked Allah to see Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Subhanallah. What did he say to him? لَقَدْ جُرِرْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I've been dragged for you to see me. Dragged for you to see me. Subhanallah. So he has been dragged for Allah because this man is always in forgiveness with Allah. Always asking Allah for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him whatever you are asking for. However it's difficult. لِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own soldiers. Will come to you. Never ever think that whatever asking Allah is difficult for you. Not difficult for Allah. Always asking Allah for things. Sahaba, if you read their seerah, يَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهِ فِي شِرْكِنِ عَلِهِمْ. شِرْكِنِ عَلِهِمْ, what does it mean? You know, when they always have slippers. They don't have shoes during that time. Slippers. So if their slippers just get torn, cut, they ask Allah to help them to fix it. They fix it, but they ask Allah for why? So you could say, but that's a simple thing. Yes, but they manage to have that habit, to ask Allah for help, to ask Allah for forgiveness. It's always a habit. All prophets, that was their habit. Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was something that Prophet Nuh was saying. Istaghfiru Rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara. يرسل السماء عليكم. So asking Allah for forgiveness is not only for Muslims. No, it's something far, far, far old before Muslims come days. Even Prophet Nuh during that time. So they are aware of asking Allah for forgiveness is part of Tawheed. Part of Tawheed. And as I told you, Tawheed is the science of unity, of knowing Allah. Knowing Allah, obeying Allah, asking Allah for forgiveness. Please guys, just one step forward because our brothers there don't have list. So asking Allah for forgiveness is something most before Islam. People have been asked to do this forgiveness. And always you have to do on this one. Always. And keep in mind, whenever something bad happens, ask yourself, have I done something wrong? Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام told us in the hadith, يمنع الرزق بالمعاصي. Rizq, blessing from Allah to you, is prevented because of your sins. Subhanallah. So when you're ever in a bad situation, ask Allah, am I doing a sin and continuing doing that sin? Because when you insist in something, in a sin, that's the punishment you will get. If you do a sin and ask Allah for forgiveness and not make it back, that's what you have to do. Because you should be always asking Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for forgiveness of what you know or what you don't know, because you might be doing a mistake that you didn't know about it. You didn't know about it. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, in his last days, he never ever said something bad to anyone. Never. It never happened. And Quran has been completed in terms of, and he feels that it is the ending days, his last days. So he stands in the mosque and asking, did I say anything or have any actions against anyone that he has anything inside himself against me? Nobody stands. Nobody has it. Nobody has anything against him. And he said, in the name of Allah, I ask you, do you have anyone who has, and he repeated this many, many, many times. And then a man in the end, it's called the Ashur, stands. And he came in walking through the lines. And everybody was looking at him. What did this man have? And he said, because you have asked us with the name of Allah, with this, I have a little thing against you. He said, what is that? He said, during Uhud, I was coming near to you. And Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was on his horse. So what happened? He would get near to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Sahaba during that time was always coming to Prophet Muhammad and hug him and kiss him. They know it's a blessing for them. And he was trying to get near and do the same thing. What happens? Prophet Muhammad, because he was on a horse, so his foot hit that man. So he kept that one for years. He didn't ask Prophet Muhammad, he didn't mention this one. And he said, that's what happened. I have nothing against you. I said, no, you have to get even. And he said, no, I don't want to. But because you've asked it in the name of Allah, I'm coming to you. I said, no, you have to. And then all the Sahaba stand like, what is the problem? He said, I don't want to get to the man himself. And he asked for his stick. His stick. And he sent actually his grandson, Al-Hassan, to get his stick. And everybody was like standing on their toes, how that man is going to hit Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, you have to hit me because I have done it to you and you have to get even. The man doesn't want to do that. And then Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام uncovered his skin there. It was very white. And he told the man to hit him with the stick. And the man actually bent down and kissed him. I said, I'm not going to do this. There's no way I could do that. Everybody in the mosque was crying. And this man, he knows, once he has done this, he's going to be with Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers and sisters, this man was a continuous asking Allah for forgiveness. Just do it. Just do it. Asking Allah for forgiveness. I'm going to tell you don't do sins. The minor, inshallah, the major ones, you have to not to do it. The minor ones, you might do it. We are all human beings. And that's why in the end of the day, you have to ask Allah for forgiveness. Keeping and asking Allah for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you whatever you are asking for. I'll tell you another story which I've heard it with my own ears. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali, the young, not the old one, Hamid al-Ghazali. He was always doing da'wah. And in one of his, he said, I wish I will die while I'm doing da'wah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him exactly what he wants to do. He went to Saudi Arabia for da'wah. And he died there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his mercy, because those believers, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهُ لَخَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. When you be a believer and a follower to Allah, don't be scared. لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. These people are being told while they are dying, you are going to go to heaven. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him all the opportunities, whatever he wants to do. He asked Allah to die while he was doing that. What happened? Before he died, he said, if I'm the... Put me in my grave in Al-Baqi'a with the Sahaba. And that happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him what he has asked for. He dedicated all his life for this. And he's always asking Allah for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him what he's asking for. So don't undermine these simple words. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. That's all what you have to say. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. That's all. 100 times a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will give you what you are asking for. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka dhanbi la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatak. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtana wa nahnu abidik. Wa nahnu ala ahdika wa wa'dika ma istata'na. Na'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'na. Nabu'u laka bi ni'matika alayna. Wa nabu'u bi dhunubina fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta arhamar rahimin. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunub. Wastur lana al-uyub. Warhamna bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Allahumma aj'al lana 'inda al-mawti shahada. Waj'al lana 'inda al-mawti ghufrana ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma hawwin 'alayna sakarat al-maut wa anta arhamur rahimin. Allahumma inna 'abiduk banu 'abidika banu imaik. Nawasina biyadik. Madhin fina hukmuk, 'adlun fina qada'uk. Nas'aluka Allahumma bikulli ismin huwa lak. Sammayta bihi nafsak aw anzaltahu fi kitabik aw 'allamtahu ahadan min khalqik aw ista'tharta bihi fi 'ilmi al-ghayb 'indak an taj'al al-Qur'ana al-'azima rabi'a qulubina wa zahaa humumina wa ghumumina ya rabbal 'alamin. اللهم اجعل القرآن شاهدا لنا لا علينا يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم لا تجعل لنا في هذا اليوم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا مريضا إلا شافيته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا طالبا إلا وفقته، ولا طالبا إلا وفقته، ولا حاجة لنا من حوائج الدنيا هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أعنتنا عليها ويسرتها لنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر على كل حال. وأقيم الصلاة. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأقم الصلاة. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.